So when there are depictions of the Lord's pastimes in different ways, or the same pastime narrated differently, how do we understand it? Is it because of different yugas or different places the pastimes are happening? Yes, both are possibilities. One is that the Lord has performed the same pastime, but in different ways, either in different parts of the universe or at different times, even in different yugas or different kalpas. That is the explanation which the Goswamis do give in their literature, and Prabhupada also quotes that. Along with that, it's also to be understood that Krishna is not limited by our conceptions. That means, you know, when we come from the material world, we always have this approach of this or this. In the materialistic worldview, one of the most common words is or. In the spiritual worldview, one of the most common words is and. Now, this and this, both may be possible. How exactly they are possible, how God is both personal and impersonal, that is something which we may not be so able to easily understand. Although we may simply use the word, okay, this is as Paramatma, as Brahman, as Bhagwan. But how is one person all these three things? How is that to be understood? If we try to think about that, it is not so easy to understand it. So, similarly, the purpose of studying the pastimes is rasa. So, in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, when the Gopa Kumar is going towards the heaven, going towards ultimate perfection, when he goes to Vaikuntha, at that time, it is described that the Vaikuntha Vasis think of Vishnu as supreme. And nobody, the Goswamis don't go about saying, hey, they are wrong. When he goes to Ayodhya, they think that Ram is supreme. And they don't go about trying to prove that they are wrong. Goswamis don't go about trying to prove that they are wrong. So the point is, there is also transcendental subjectivity in the spiritual realm. Yadyadhya turugaya vibhavayanti tattad vapuh praniyase sadanugrahaya. Sadanugrahaya, out of mercy for devotees, Krishna can manifest in different ways. Yadyadhya turugaya vibhavayanti. So as is one's dhya, as one's consciousness, one's intelligence, accordingly Krishna manifests at different times to different people. So, different devotees, out of mercy for them. So, we shouldn't try to reduce Krishna's pastimes to literal factuality. So, sometimes the pastime, that means, one thing is the pastime happens in the spiritual world, and the pastime also happens when Krishna descends in this world. There is also the pastime that is revealed by Krishna within the heart of a devotee. When the pastime is revealed in the heart of a devotee and then the devotee writes it down, now Krishna can make that revelation happen somewhere. But whether that revelation happened in this yuga or some other yuga, or it is a revelation of something which Krishna is going to do in some other future yuga, we don't know all that. So the revelation is that is something which we'll need to look at time, place, circumstance and then understand this. So sometimes in Natak Chandrika, Rupa Goswami also says that Natakas can also have non-historical aspects to them. So there can be some characters who are non-historical, but they are also included in the Natakas. So, Natakas can be based on historical characters, non-historical characters, and historical plus non-historical characters. So, we should focus on the principles, the lessons that are learned from those. And understand also the principle that Krishna can do anything, but whether Krishna has done a particular thing at when he did it, that we don't know. So, if Acharya has revealed a particular pastime in a particular way, then we accept that based on that Acharya's revelation that this pastime happened this way. But if that pastime is described in a way that is slightly different from what is told in the scriptures, then we understand this is a revelation of the Acharya. We don't have to say that only this revelation is right and the original scripture is wrong. Nor do we have to say that the scripture is wrong and the revelation is right. But to focus on understanding the principle that the pastimes are revealed for the purpose of rasa. and focus on relishing the rasa.